Hemp activists in South Dakota intend to ask the legislature to clear up confusion surrounding the recent decriminalization of hemp. In the most recent farm bill, Congress legalized hemp. The plant had been listed by the Drug Enforcement Administration as a Schedule I drug, a dangerous substance with no medicinal value. Now it's a crop, albeit one needing a license from the USDA. The Food and Drug Administration also claims jurisdiction over hemp cannabidiol, or CBD, when it is touted as having medicinal value. Hemp advocates plan to introduce legislation in Pierre this term to address these changed circumstances. South Dakota legislators passed a law in 2017 to classify CBD as a Schedule IV drug. That move allowed South Dakota children with epilepsy to use a prescription medicine containing CBD manufactured by a British biopharmaceutical company. At the time, South Dakota was flouting federal law. The DEA classified hemp as a Schedule I drug in 1970 and did not consider any ingestible hemp product legal. In spite of that, a hemp industry had grown and thrived in the U.S., with states setting their own standards. Leonard Vandermeet is proprietor of the Hemporium in Rapid City. He says states have had a mishmash of regulations surrounding hemp products.
Some states, they made consumption illegal, but the fabric wasn't. In some states, they made it completely illegal. I mean, you couldn't even buy hemp rope in some states.
Vandermeet offered hemp CBD for sale in his shop until law enforcement cracked down this fall on vendors of the substance, classified in South Dakota as a Schedule IV drug. Pat Cromwell is another South Dakota activist. She points out that 48 states allow possession and sale of CBD products, and even in the two states that don't, including South Dakota, shoppers can order CBD products online. They just can't legally possess it. She says she and other activists are hoping to clear up some of the confusion in South Dakota during this year's legislative session.
And the simplest fix is just simply removing CBD from that list of drugs and controlled substances.
But Cromwell says other bills might be needed to clear up some of the regulatory uncertainty. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.